Blackstone Audio presents The Grand Tour by Adam O'Fallon Price. This book is read by R.C. Bray. For Elizabeth, First Reader, Last Love. I have nothing here to sell you, just some things that I will tell you, some things I know will chill you to the bone. George Jones, The Grand Tour. Chapter 1. October 2005.
Sir?
No.
Sir?
Someone shook him awake. A blonde woman blurred into view. He looked up at her, momentarily uncomprehending and depersoned. She was bent close over him, gripping his shoulders with painted fingers, engulfing him in her cloying perfume, a mist of candied strawberry.
Yes,
he said, feigning full consciousness.
You have to leave.
Yes.
You have to leave, sir.
The hostile corporate courtesy in that sir brought him closer to his senses. She wanted him to leave. But leave what? As his vision cleared, his first clue was provided by the blue tunic she wore, with a winged insignia over the breast. Another clue, quickly following the first, was the rows of seats behind her, telescoping forward to a point where his bad eyes couldn't focus. It all came back to him in roughly the form of a second-person haiku.
Your name is Richard Lazar, and you are on the first stop of your book tour, and you took too much Ambien.
Where is everyone? He asked, grappling futilely with the thin airplane blanket twisted around his arms like a straitjacket.
They already disembarked. I've been trying to wake you for a while. I thought you might have...
That you were...
No, apparently not.
In one violent motion, he wrested the blanket away from himself and rose to his feet, nearly falling sideways into the flight attendant in the process. She stepped back with her hands in front of her, palms up, as though giving plenty of space to a person having some sort of fit. He steadied himself, unwedged his suitcase from the overhead compartment, and lumbered down the aisle, jouncing side to side on dead legs. A friend of his back in Phoenix had given him some pills to take to make the flight easier. Well, they had done that, he thought. Combined with the pint of vodka he'd polished off in the plane's bathroom, they made the flight very, very easy. The only problem was actually getting off the plane. He Frankensteined it through the cabin and up the long jet bridge and emerged into the fluorescence of the shabbiest boarding gate he'd ever seen. He hadn't seen many.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?